From VOA Learning English, this is the Health and Lifestyle Report. A country doctor working in western Ukraine uses any form of transportation she can to see her patients. Sometimes Victoria Minich rides her bicycle. Sometimes she takes her family's old car. Sometimes she even travels in a horse-pulled cart. Dr. Minich cares for more than 2,000 patients who live in several villages in the Carpathian Mountains. Ukraine, a country of 42 million people, has recorded more than 1.1 million confirmed COVID-19 infections. Almost 20,000 Ukrainians have died of the disease. Dr. Minich told the Associated Press that she does not know how many of her patients have COVID-19. And right now, healthcare workers in the country are preparing for a sharp increase in the spread of the coronavirus. Most Ukrainians are Eastern Orthodox Christians. The religious group recently celebrated the Christmas season. Many went to restaurants, parties, and church services to observe the holidays. Many attended such events without wearing face covers, called masks, or taking other measures to prevent coronavirus from spreading. Dr. Minich says she fears that these holiday activities will cause a sudden and speedy increase in new coronavirus infections. This will make her already difficult job even more so. On January 8th, Ukraine entered a 17-day lockdown aimed at stopping new infections. The measure closed schools, theaters, and other entertainment places. Restaurant operations are limited to carry out service. However, some regions have refused to obey the government measure. The mayors of two towns, Ternopil and Cherkasy, said their cities will not observe the restrictions. Each town has a population of more than 200,000 people. Many medical workers say the lockdown came too late anyway. If the lockdown had covered the holidays, Minich said, it would have had a positive impact on the number of coronavirus infections. Minich and hundreds of other Eastern Orthodox Christians gathered for the Christmas service at a church in the village of Iltsy. They lined up to kiss Christian holy objects, as is tradition. Many did not wear masks. Minich said other churchgoers forced her to take off her mask. They said they did not want to think about the pandemic. Also, Minich does not wear full personal protective equipment during patient visits because it frightens people. She told of one incident where locals threatened her because of her protective clothing. Minich told the AP she is worried about the state of the nation's healthcare system. She said it does not get enough financial support and has been weakened by reforms. She and other doctors are putting their hopes on the vaccination effort. Vaccinations are expected to start in March. Minich says she has been working day and night without any time off and rarely sees her family. She told reporters, "I don't have any time or energy left." And that's the Health and Lifestyle Report. I'm Anna Mateo.